Blog Talk Radio.
Talking, you're on
mute.
That's what I'm saying. If she's talking, she's on mute. On her end.
Right.
I guess she couldn't talk, so I think she'll be right back. But anyway, I tried to send you a text update this morning.
Right. Well, you know, I have to. I have to put. It's probably on my computer, but I have to put some more minutes on my phone, and I couldn't do it yesterday. Because I don't do anything on
okay.
Sabbath. So I, like I said, a couple of hours ain't gonna hurt me. It'll pop in when I do when I boot up. So.
Okay, amen. Because then you have message blocking active.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Cool. Just making sure that you didn't block me trying to block somebody else.
No. No.
Okay. Amen.
I would never block you, honey.
Amen. Well, I appreciate that. I would never want to be blocked.
Are we just on the line?
We're just on the line right now.
Denise and I?
You and Sister Denise right now.
Okay. Did you see the video?
No, I did not. I wasn't trying to see the video.
Well, I was looking in their eyes, and it's just weird for me.
So you saw the video?
I did, because I wanted to see what they
so
were.
Amen.
Went
well,
all
is it altogether true?
No, it's not so much true as it is that the type of blouse that she had on, just low cut in the front. But that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying their facial features, their eyes. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's a difference, like I told you.
They may be possessed.
Uh-huh.
I said they may be possessed. Who knows?
I know, because I'm looking at their features and their face. I'm like, this is not right. I told Denise, I said, they don't look anything like the people that we used to know.
Well, that's not good either, then.
Nope.
That's not good.
I'm weird or nothing like that, but I just wanted to know how far had it gone, and it's way out to me. I don't know how nobody else would see it, but. I wasn't looking at the fact that her top was cut low. I was looking at her eyes and face. And I they were talking, but I couldn't make out what they were saying. So it obviously wasn't for me to understand that. But, yeah, I got a chance to see them. So.
Was Brother Joe rubbing on her like it was purported?
Well, he put his hand, like, around her neck, like. And then she kept saying something about, oh, babe. And then he said, because it was on the Sabbath, and he said, F something. Like I said, I couldn't make out what they were saying. And then she said, no, not on the Sabbath. And I just had to turn it off when they said that. But, yeah, just a little weird to me.
Okay, as I said, I didn't see the video. Somebody reported it to me. And I just said, hey, he said, have you seen it? I said, no, if that's what's going on, I don't want to see it.
Right.
I don't want to see him or her in that light. I just don't want to, be a part of it.
Well, I had to see it because, I wanted to see what happened to you when you turn your back on the Father. I want everything that helps me keep me going with this walk, good or bad. I want to know. That's
amen.
Just me.
Amen. Yeah. I know when you turn your back on the Father.
I want to be scared.
To reprobate.
Right. I want to be scared to death that I don't turn around. Not that I have
amen.
No intentions on doing it, but I'm just saying. Because the same
amen.
Things that
amen. Yeah.
Get back in
I
the day, brother.
You
already
know what happens when you go down that road. And I don't want to have
the Father said he don't change.
With it. Right. He don't change.
And the same thing that he did to them back in the day, like when he killed all the people that didn't believe on him when he came out of Egypt, he does the same thing today. It's not we may not know the people and why this is happening to them, but he do the same thing today. I don't want no parts of none of that.
Amen.
No.
Well, that makes two of us. I hope three of us.
Well, I
want to
be scared.
Yeah, three of us.
I want to be scared. And the worst thing to scare me is him pushing me away from him. That scares me.
Yeah, well, when it's a terrible thing when you realize that the Most High has left you.
Mm.
He's no longer in your life. Yeah, that's what Saul ran into when the Most High left him.
Hmm.
He wanted to get a word from the Most High. He couldn't get a word. You know, he became desperate.
I know he did. I don't want that.
That's what caused him to go to those witches. You know, he's supposed to be running the witches out of the land, but instead, he
that's
ended up going to them
like
for what?
Now.
To try to get a hold to the Most High. That's how
you know,
desperate
that's just,
he became.
Oh, my goodness. I know you don't want to see it, but you need to see it, and you need to look at Rael's face. So didn't you tell me, Sister Denise, that she said that her spirit done changed or something?
Yeah.
Sister Rael said that?
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah, I'm one of her.
She said that her
things
spirit has
on
changed.
Facebook. Yeah, she said her spirit has changed. And I didn't read no more. I just read it, and that's what it said.
I guess you're thinking it's for the better.
Huh?
I'm thinking, so why would she say that and then post something like that? She has to think that it's changed for the better.
I don't know. It don't look like it's changed for the better.
Why would she think that her spirit has changed for the worse and then she posts something like that?
I don't know.
Right.
So, you know, that tells me that, Job has convinced her that she was totally in the wrong. And now she's taking on his spirit.
That's what that is.
Yeah.
And you're exactly right, Brother Miles.
But no, I don't, you know, one of the brothers called me as well and wanted to know if I would get back with Job. And I was like, no. So I'm not going back down that road because it is, the bottom line is, he's not going to change, and now she has totally bought into whatever it is he's doing.
Whatever it is he's doing.
Then, you know, I have to walk away from that period.
Yeah.
Right.
And it can't be, you know, I can't make anybody do anything, and I wouldn't tell anybody what to do, but I personally know we'll never go back down that road.
No.
Right.
And when you messing with demons and spirits and stuff, I have to leave you alone anyway.
Right. You know, that is, you have to do what the scripture says. You have to turn them over to Satan.
Mm-hmm.
They think that they're doing something godly. I hope that's, you know, and I know they're still teaching. They're thinking they're doing something godly when everybody can see that what they're doing is wickedness. See that they, you know, you guys are saying you've seen it in their eyes that they have changed.
Yeah.
He said that her spirit has changed. Then what spirit did she have before, number one? And if she's doing this, you know, I told her, and I really tried to talk to her honestly. I said, hey, you know, if the man you were living with had these spirits and you lived with him for 11 years, you probably got those spirits too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you need to work on those. So you're fasting. I said, that's a good thing, but you don't need to be trying to minister to anybody. Because she kept trying to do that. So I said, you need to work on you.
Right.
How are you going to tell somebody else what to do and here you are struggling with, you know, living right day to day?
Right.
And so you need to work on you. That, you know, that was my advice to her. Stop trying, you know, sit back and wait on Yah. Concentrate on him and work on you and stop trying to minister to people because you're not supposed to be doing it.
Right.
Maybe in the future, but not now. And
oh,
so,
no,
you know, I know that caused her to move to, you know, that morning prayer line. It caused her to, you know, she's running around searching, but, you know, that the truth of the matter is she was being hard-headed herself.
Mm-hmm.
And I really do think in the end,
that's why she stopped talking to me and Mary, because we kept telling her what's right, and she didn't want to hear that.
I know she you know, with everything in her, she wanted to be back with Job.
Yep.
And I told her, I said that's the issue. I said you want to be there. I said, but you know yourself know that that's a bad spirit. And he means you no good whatsoever. He means you no good. It never has.
Well,
so when, you know, Brother Nakomi them told me, you know, what happened before in the first church, and then what he was pulling this time, I said, hey, had I known this from the beginning, I would never have even start teaching on the sounds of living water. I would not have been associated.
Nope.
Right.
You know, and so
I'm glad you didn't know.
But
we got a chance to meet you.
Right. I would never have done it. So, you know, it was the will of the Most High.
Yes.
But I would never have done it. I'd be like, no, brother, you know, you got a bad spirit. And so when he said he had the spirit of lasciviousness, I told him, I said, why, number one, why did you say that on the air? So number two, we can deal with that. But, you know, something that we have to deal with, because you shouldn't be teaching. I see now why all of your precepts are geared around pleasure. I see why all of your precepts are degrading to women. I said, because you really have a low opinion of women.
Yeah.
And you think that they're only supposed to be used, you know, in a sexual way, no matter who they are. And this spirit of homosexuality. I said, you got all of these things. And so I said, hey, we can pray, and I can intercede, and we can do whatever. He never wanted to do it. So, you know, I had already told him, I said, hey, I'm on my way out anyway. From the very beginning, you know, I was supposed to have started Yah's Global Kingdom Ministries, the same format right here. And I said, and I put it on hold to come and teach on the sounds of living water, because at the time I couldn't do both. I said, but had I known this was going on, I would have never, ever stopped myself to you. Or the sounds of living water, had I known this was going
on. Well, wait a minute, brother. You had to stop and pick up Sister Denise and I.
Amen.
Right. That's
Amen.
What I said.
Come on now.
Amen. You know, there's some other people I need to talk
tell you,
to.
I'm going to tell you, Brother Miles, so they gave a voting thing as to who did we want to pick up and teach a new lesson, all that. And we picked you. We didn't know you. Know nothing
Amen.
About you.
Amen. And why did you pick me?
Because the Father told me to pick you.
Yeah.
Amen. I'll accept that answer all day long.
That's the only reason I can come up with, because I didn't know you.
Amen. No, well, nobody on at that time, I guess, knew me.
You know, Brother Miles, I could be outside driving. You can ask Sister Denise. And if something tell me go to the left, I'm going to the left. Because I don't know what's
Amen.
Up there. Something told me move over this way because something ain't right. So
Amen.
He told me to vote.
And you listen to
that's
that
what I did. So that's
Amen.
What I did. I tried
to Yah be the glory. Yeah, to Yah be the glory.
Amen.
Because, yeah, Amen. I started off on the sword of the Spirit. I don't know if you guys know Brother Asa, but he was tied with Joe Nakomi. There was a few other brothers that were teaching on what they call the Sword of the Spirit. There was another blog radio broadcast show, and you know it was mainly teaching, but you know it introduced me to a lot of people as far as in the Hebrew walk and those that were teaching. But I realized that there was a lot of there was not anybody really telling anyone how to get into the kingdom and how to live in the kingdom. It was all scratch your ears type of stuff, itching ear stuff. You know, and for me, that's all well as a place for everything. But I was finding that most Hebrews didn't even have the milk of the word. I'm like, how are you, you know, this thing is all about you being Hebrew Israelite. It's not really about you being in the kingdom and telling, you know, people, well, you got to keep the statutes, laws, and commandments. Okay, that's fine and well. But I know most people don't keep them because after I start learning them, getting to know them, like, you know, you're teaching stuff that you don't do. That's pharisaical. That's what Messiah said the Pharisees were doing.
Mm-hmm.
They say, but they do not. He says, so do as they say, because they're telling you right. But don't do as they do. Because they say and do not. And that's what I was finding amongst our brethren. It's
yep.
one thing online, but in their real lives, they were doing something different. Kind of like, you know, that I don't roll that way. And I don't understand that. This is for me, that's not real. And that's not serving the Most High. That's claiming to be something, and then that's all you're doing is claiming. He said, like the scripture says, you're serving him with your lips only.
Only.
Only. So it bothered me. And so I started, you know, whenever I would hear teachings that I know were just flat out just wrong, I would do a precept teaching what I knew was to be right. And I wanted the brothers to, you know, they were supposed to question it. Because that was the format. If they said something wrong, I was definitely going to stand up and say, no, that's wrong. Show me that in the scripture, because you're teaching things that are not scriptural. And, you know, me and Joe bumped heads a lot of times. But, you know, it wasn't in a confrontational way, because I would do it in such a way that, show me that. That's where me and Brother Isaiah ran into a problem because, you know, I found him doing something. I said, hey, you can't do that. I said, so I know, I understand what you're trying to convey, but you can't do what you just did because it's dishonest.
Uh-huh.
I said, so you can't do that. You know, and, you know, brothers are struggling. A lot of times you will find out that people congregate together because they're suffering from the same issues. And so I found with a lot of the brothers, you know, they had alcoholism going on. I mean, active alcoholism, active drug abuse, active womanizing. And I'm looking at the teachers, and they all got these things going on. I said, so as, you know, in Job's case, all the men that were part of his congregation have these same issues. And I said, that's why y'all are there. Because he's telling you it's okay to do these things. I said, but I'm not going to tell you that. So if you're doing all these things, I'm just going to tell you flat out. You're not living according to the word of the Most High. And this is not just teaching. I said, if you're teaching people, I said, that is still a ministry. You're supposed to be teaching them the word of the Most High. You're supposed to be teaching them how to live holy, how to live according to the word of the Most High. You're supposed to be teaching them how to be sanctified, how to enter into the kingdom. Numerology, I said, that's fine and well. It's a place, a time and a place for that. But if they are not living the life, how is numerology going to get them into the kingdom? If they're not living the life, how is the creation going to get them into the kingdom?
Don't know.
If they are struggling, how are they going to get better? What tools are you giving them? So, you know, we had these conversations, you know, and I like Brother Nakomi. When Brother Nakomi thought he was all that in a bag of chips, I said, hey, yo, your pride is too much. Your pride is too much. If you think that you are all that in a bag of chips and you can't be humble and nobody's a better teacher than you, I said, you are a great teacher. I said, and what you're teaching is good. I said, but your attitude and your understanding, I said, you are more prideful than Satan. I said, and that doesn't work for me. I said, because if people, I said, this is a ministry. And I said, and if people are hurting, if they are emotionally affected, and this is the only means that we have to deal with it, and it, you know, you give a lesson and that comes out, and it comes out online, even during the teaching, I said, you got to make way to help the people. So you want to keep the teaching all about the teaching. I said, that's all fine and well. I said, but it's also a ministry from my standpoint. And you deal with those things. because people are hurting, and especially what you know had just happened. So people are hurting, and they feel deceived. I said, I feel deceived. And no, I wasn't paying Brother Job them any tithes or anything like that. I was simply teaching. I said, but I feel deceived. And so I said, I knew something was wrong, and I knew that there was a certain spirit there. But what had actually gone on, I said, no, I was not privy to it. And, you know, I said, you came and told me, one of the brothers, this is what happened, gave me the whole rundown. I was like, wow. I said, I wish you had told me this before. And the same brother still went back and got with Brother Joe after he had told me all this. And I'm like, what kind of spirit is this? So what it let me know is he don't really care where he teach at as long as he gets to teach, you know, uninterrupted the way he want to teach. But he'll associate with good, bad, or indifferent. I'm not the one.
Well, I'm glad the Father showed you so you could pick up me, Sister Denise, and I. Thank you.
Amen. 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 To Yah be the glory.
Amen.
I need to make sure I can make it in, or at least give myself the best chance possible.
Best chance possible.
The best chance possible. I don't, you know, I'm never going to say I know I'm in the kingdom. I'm not going to doubt the Most High's word. If I do what I say I'm supposed, if I do what He say I'm supposed to do, then I'm supposed to make it into the kingdom. If I do what He say I'm supposed to do,
right.
And that's where my faith is at. That's where my belief is at. That's where my hope is at.
Right.
To do what He says to do. That He's true and just in His word. Right. Mm-hmm. So that's where I'm at. That's where I'm going to always be at. My wife and my kids know that. You know, I said, you're all grown now. This is my house. And I said, I could make things different, but the Most High don't want you serving Him if you don't want to serve Him.
No, He don't.
Right.
He don't want you giving Him anything that you don't want to give Him.
No, He don't. Yeah, I don't blame Him.
So mm-hmm. I said, I'm not going to force you. I'm going to tell you. And it's up to you. And then if the Most High draws you, I said, you know, I look at this as being my fault because had I known younger, I would have transmitted these very same values into you. Because when you're younger, you know, you're different. You're more impressionable. I said, but now the Most High has to deal with you as a grown person. Even my wife, he's got to deal with you. I don't have the right to beat you into submission. I don't really have the right to make you do these things because you're not going to be doing it with your whole heart.
Right.
And I said, that is not good. So you do you for right now. And I said, when the time comes, the Most High is going to do what he feels is necessary to do. I'm just going to serve Him. Let His will be done. You know, so if it's in His will to bring you into the truth, then He will do so. He had to teach me myself. You can't make anybody believe anything, especially if I don't want you to believe it.
Yeah.
If I don't want them to believe it, I don't care how you teach it, they're not going to believe it.
Uh-uh.
And so I had to stop, you know, dealing with a lot of people for that reason because I'm like, how is it that you can't see this? How is it that you know, one second you see it and the next second you don't? And the Most I just had to tell me, it's because I don't want them to see it.
Right, I had to come to that conclusion too, Brother Miles.
Amen. So I stopped,
because I used to wonder how could you and my
and
sister and them be both raised in the same house and they didn't get it.
Amen. Yeah, and, you know, I got, you know, most of my family, my blood family, are in churches, okay? It's not that they are unbelievers, or, you know, now the kids are a different thing. But my siblings, most of us are either in the church associated with some official office, like a reverend or a deacon or a pastor, those types of things, and you're in arrest, believe, but they'll know and hear the truth, but they cannot pull themselves out of what they are in.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to, you know, stay with it. And, you know, I had one of my sisters who was, you know, she came into the knowledge of the truth through me, but then she felt I was teaching the Torah too much. I said, without the Torah, you cannot know the New Testament.
Amen.
I said, it's impossible. It's the foundation. And so, yeah, I said, I've been spending a lot of time in Torah because we have to know the foundation. There's a lot of things that are not covered in the New Testament. But they didn't go away because most I expect you to know the old.
Amen.
It only uncovers what changes. I said, but if you don't even deal with the old, then you can never come into truth. So, you know, this one of the biggest things is two things, willful sin and ignorant sin. You'd be surprised how many people have no concept of that.
Mm.
No concept of it. And when they are taught it, it's hard for them to accept it because they know that they have been willfully sinning.
Mm.
They know that they've been doing some stuff that they know was wrong.
Right.
And the scripture is damning. I say, so rather than you repenting, you just choose to ignore it. I'm not telling you something that I wasn't doing because I was raised in the church too, and there were some things I knew was wrong that I did.
Right.
I said, but as soon as the Most High allowed me to see it, I repented. And turned away from it. Right.
I thank the Father for putting it on your heart to teach the law, because that's another problem. Another problem. People don't know the law. They want to tell you that, oh, if you drink, you sin it. That ain't what the book say.
No, it don't say that, and I won't teach that. But I will teach
you,
you're a drunkard, says you're a sin. You're a sinner. If you live to drink, you're a sinner. Now, to have a drink is not a sin.
Right. But, you know,
I personally don't want to
nitpick and find things that they think that's wrong with you and say, oh, you sin it. You better get in that book and find out what sin is.
Right. Yeah.
You know the definition of it, but you better find out what the actual act is.
Right. Yeah, amen. And that's why I stick with the scriptures.
Bless your heart. I love you for that.
Yeah, I stick with the scriptures at whatever it says, because I can have my personal belief. Personally, I would not drink. I personally don't drink. I used to drink, but that shouldn't affect what you do. Now, if you start living the drink, like I know some people that I know, I talk to them. I say, "You drunk, and you talking to me." I said, "And that won't work." When you're not drunk, give me a call back.
Mm.
I said, because you're going to say some stuff that, you know, I'm just not going to put up with. And you're saying it out of being drunk. So I don't have time for it.
I'm a true believer. A drunk person speak what they speak drunk, what they're not I able to speak when they're sober.
That
they'll
false
say
courage.
Things that they're not able to say when they're sober.
Yeah.
Right.
Because they get that false sense of security.
Courage juice. Mm-hmm. Courage.
Right.
I call it courage juice.
Right. But it is, there's things that you should say, and then there's things you shouldn't say. So I found that when people are drunk, they will usually use that courage juice, as you call it, to say what's on their mind. But if they weren't drunk, they wouldn't say it.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know. So, but that's not always a good thing, because I found also that they are more than one spirit that comes with that. It's not just the courage, that false courage that it's more than one spirit that comes with that. And so a lot of, you know, a lot of people will use that as an excuse, you know, to abuse their wives or to abuse their husbands. To do things that they wouldn't normally do because they know it's wrong, but they want it's them to do it. But they, if they weren't drunk, they wouldn't do it.
Right. Okay.
And so it's not just the spirit to come out and say what's on their heart or what's in their mind. It is to even do things that they ought not do. So there's a lot of things that go with that. You know, and then, I don't know, it's dealing with there's some certain spirit, there's a prevailing spirit up there in Minnesota. And most of the people that I've dealt with, you know, the spirit of lasciviousness, the spirit of why this spirit is so pervasive, but it's not just in the camps, it is in that state. It's just like the spirit of witchcraft is very heavy here in Arizona. And so you have to know who you're dealing with and deal with them accordingly.
Right.
And have to, I watch people very closely. And it's hard for me to associate with a lot of people because the Most High has, he has to clear them. So it, it is, you know, when I looked at the sounds of living water and I looked at what, you know, what Job was teaching, and then somebody gave me the background, I said, okay, these things now make sense. I said, I knew there was something there, and the Most High hadn't really totally revealed it to me. I said, but for, you know, when the brothers came forth, I said, okay, this is what went on in the past, this is what's going on now. I put all that on Brother Job's shoulders.
Right.
I said, you were, as far as I can see, you were the head up there. And, you know, a lot of people were listening to you. A lot of people were joining themselves to you. I said, but you are doing, you're doing wicked stuff. Just flat out just wicked. And I said, you know, regardless of what anybody else does, I said, I can't be a part of this. Don't want to be a part of it. Because it is, you're dealing with people's souls. You're dealing with their eternity.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is not a game.
No, it ain't no game for me.
So you got a lot of people, mad at me. You know, they're mad at me because I've all, just say I come out and say, no, I will not get back with Brother Joe. I will not get back with the Sounds of Living Water ministry.
Nope.
That's not going to happen. Well, can't you forgive?
Me
forgive, and I still choose not to deal with.
Right.
Exactly.
That's my
choice. It's not a matter of forgiving. You know, the Father said,
right,
yeah, I can't
forgive you.
Commandment.
Right. But I don't have to deal with
it. But he didn't say I had to deal with
you. Right. So that, you know, they want to ask me, well, will you come back? No. And if that's where you want to be at, I suggest that's where you be at because I'm not going anywhere near that.
They asked you to come back?
Yeah, no, neither one of them, because, no, this is, you know, other people.
No.
That, but I know why they're asking me. They know that, that what I'm teaching them is the truth, but they got these spirits on them.
Right.
And they know as long as they are with the Sounds of Living Water, they're not going to be condemned for it.
Oh, okay.
They're not going to be condemned for doing those things.
That's why it wasn't why I wanted them all in.
Right. So I was like, no. I said, you know, I would always be butting heads. And I'd have to start coming out and just calling people liars. Because what you're teaching is not true. But, you know, the ministry that the Most High has given me is, you know, I could, creation and numerology and all these things I could go into. They don't bring people into the kingdom, and they don't keep people in the kingdom.
Right.
They don't tell people how to live.
Right.
They don't give people the mind of the Most High concerning,
right,
you know, things. That's my ministry. And so, you know, there, like I said, there's a time and a place for all that, but for me, what's most important is you learn how to live before the Most High so that you make it in.
Amen. Learn that law.
Right. Learn his laws. Learn about his Holy Spirit, his Ruach. Do what
right.
he says to do.
Right. And then if you really sit and think about it, if we did what he said to do, life would be so easy.
Right.
It'd be
we wouldn't have these issues. We'll be above
and
not
these.
Below.
Because we would have did our job. Our forefathers would have did their job. And none
right.
of this crap
would be doing our job right now and living our jobs.
Right.
That
right.
the Messiah has already assigned to us, that he selected us for. That is what it is all about for me. That is what the Most High. So he said, make the last call. I know that it's not going to be too much longer. I don't know what the time is, but he said, make the last call.
I don't know how long it's been, brother. Like I tell people all the time, probably tired of me saying it, but I got to say it. It won't just stay in my mouth. I have to say it.
Amen.
Like I tell
you,
whether you believe it or not, I ain't got nothing to do with that. Whether you accept it or not, I don't have to do with that. I just know that it got to come out of leave my lips.
Amen.
Right. I do the best
Amen.
I can.
Amen. So you have to tell them. And so,
yep, and
like
I
said, I don't know. Most I didn't say, okay, make the last call for 7 years. He didn't say that. He said, make the last call to my people.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't know how long
we tried.
Last.
We tried,
yeah,
bro.
I don't know. And it's, I know that we are being heard all over the world. We don't have a whole lot of people calling in, but we got people listening all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that they download lessons and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is, I can only do what he gives me to do, and whoever he sends, that's fine by me. Like I said, I don't have a heaven or a hell to put anybody into. I can only do what he has told me to do, and I know that, like even with the land and stuff like that, is to do the work of the kingdom. It is to do the work of the kingdom and to, you know, have a place to go when things start to really break down. And they're going to really start to break down.
You're getting ready to break.
Right. So, you know, I have always been obedient to the voice that speaks to me.
Huh.
And when he says to do something, you know, I learned real quick that I need to do what he says to do. If not, somebody's dying.
Huh.
And so, you know, I said, I don't want it to be me. I know that day is going to come, but, you know, I don't want the Most High to kill me because of disobedience.
Right.
And I don't want nobody else to die that was not supposed to die at that time, whatever that is, because I was disobedient. I didn't do what he said to do. So, you know, the things aren't in place that are supposed to be in place. Because that will, we don't realize it, but it falls on each and every one of us if we don't do what we're told to do.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to be judged on. I told you to do this, and I know that you heard me.
Mm.
But you either chose not to do it.
Well, I'm not finna burn in hell for nobody.
Amen.
I ain't finna
You're right.
I made that up in my mind a long time ago. That ain't gonna
Amen.
Work.
Yeah, no, it, you know, and that's what I'm seeing that a lot of people are doing. A lot of the women, a lot of the lessons that I teach are because of things that people have told me. And I just don't say who it is. But, you know, a lot of the women are stuck behind these men. The men strung out on drugs, so they strung out on drugs. The men out in the world, so they out in the world. Children messed up.
Yeah.
All kind of stuff, you know, and it's so that so that they understand that, no, this is not acceptable behavior.
Right.
It's not acceptable behavior. And the Most High is not as forgiving as you think he is.
Oh.
That's a lie that people tell. When he says his mercies are renewed daily, people have taken the Most High and taken scriptures that he has said, that they've taken them out of context.
Yeah.
Because it makes them able to live with themselves.
Oh.
But he's not what people portray.
No.
He says
no.
His mercies endure forever. That is true. But his mercies don't endure with every person forever.
Oh.
His mercies don't endure with people who are ranked sinners. If you don't start obeying him and do what he says, every promise I made you is null and void.
Null and void.
It don't stay good because if you disobey, that's why I put an if in there. If you
like
obey
you
my
said,
voice,
brother,
then I'll do all these things for you.
If they,
you
I guess they, if they
I'll
they
be can, merciful
if they
to
want,
you.
And they just say, oh, Father, forgive me, I repent.
Right, but they,
is that how they think it works?
Right, that's how they think it works.
No, you have to do what
because
he says.
Because we really are tied to this flesh, and people let this flesh dictate to them. But that's not how he works, and that's not how he portrays himself in the scripture. But people will take, you know, it's just like numbers. You can take statistics and do what? Make them say whatever you want them to say.
Yep, you can manipulate
right.
them.
Right, you can manipulate them, but you can do that with the scripture as well. So when brothers pick scripture, they pick a scripture out of here and a scripture out of there and a scripture out of here and they make a precept. I'm like, brother, you just making the word of the Most High say what you want it to say. Read some verses above. Read some verses below. Read some verses from another book
right.
to make sure that what you're saying is in context with what the Most High is saying. Mm-hmm. Don't take, you know, look up, do a mass look up on this word and then get all the scriptures that have that word and then say, okay, here's the doctrine on it. It doesn't work that way.
No.
That's why when, who was that? Brother Keith, when I let him teach, I was like, okay, let me see what's in this brother. He swears that he can teach.
Mm-hmm.
But I told him after, I said, you know, I said, this is not your calling. I said, what you're doing is not your calling. I said, now, you know, you're not a natural teacher. It's not your calling. I said, but I can teach you to teach. If that's what is your desire, because Most High said it's not a bad thing to desire to be in any of those offices. But you got to be humble enough that if it's not, don't come naturally to you, then you need somebody to teach you even how to teach. But a lot of our brothers don't want to hear stuff like that. They want to hear, well, yeah, you did a good job. I said, if it wasn't a good job, I ain't telling you that it was a good job.
Right.
I'll be being dishonest. I said, was it a good thing that you wanted to try to do? I said, yes. I said, but did you do a good job? I'm going to be honest with you. No, you didn't. And it's those things that we're lacking. So, you know, we just have to be honest. Not that you can't ever teach, and some things you got to practice at. You got to really practice. So, I said, I'm willing to make space for you to practice. But there's a certain format you need to follow until you can just pick up a subject and just teach it. Brothers don't want to hear that. I said, okay. I said, well, this is not something that my teaching and in the Word, I said, this was not something that, this was what I was called to. And this is what the Most High gifted me for. But he gifted me really to portray his thought in the matter. One of my former pastors, he said, the Most High allows you to speak for him. He said, that's what makes you different from other people. And I said, well, I don't ever want to lose that. I know everyone's the Most High to leave me and make me feel uncomfortable with teaching what his heart is. That's because people don't know his heart. That's why he says, when the scripture says nobody has heard his voice at any time, he's talking about people not really hearing what he's saying. Hearing they hear, but don't what? Understand.
Yeah.
Seeing they see, but don't perceive.
Mm-hmm.
What he is truly saying. He said, just do what I say do. Just do that, and you will be fine. Put your faith there. But I'm not taking all this stuff that y'all think I'm taking.
Mm.
And so I talked to a lot of pastors. When I show them this, they really don't want to accept it because of what they're doing.
Mm. So I think his patience
ever get right with this time. Go ahead, my sister.
I say I think his patience is running out with us. He's running out of patience.
His patience has been run out.
Yeah.
But he set a time.
Yes, he did.
He's not going to change the time. He's already set a date. When that date comes up, it's over.
It's over.
So he has already determined whatever date that is. You know, they tried to ask Messiah. Messiah said that date is given to the Father.
Right.
He said, he didn't give it to me to tell you. But he was the Father. But he said, hey, in this position, I didn't even give it to myself to tell you from this position.
Right.
That is reserved for me in the role of the Father, and I have not told even the angels. So he's already set a date. And when that date comes, it is over.
It's over.
But he's been fed up with it. He said, but I made a space, a time for what? Grace.
Mm-hmm.
And up until that time, that this grace period ends, all men can come to me. All men have an opportunity that are going to ever be born to hear the truth and come to me. That's the grace period. And see, people want to take grace and make it something else. No, this grace is you don't deserve on your own salvation, and I'm giving it to you freely. All you got to do is believe what I say and do it. That's the grace. And as far as the grace period is for as long as I allow that to run. That's grace. So as long as he's allowing salvation to be offered, and as long as he's allowing people to repent and come to him, that is the grace period. When the grace period is over, no more grace. It's nothing but judgment then.
Ooh-wee.
And so they're making things up, and they're making it, you know. They're just making stuff up. I can't put it any other way. And so to justify, you know, to justify us still keep doing what we're doing and keep struggling, and, you know, we know what's right, but we're still struggling with the flesh. We're struggling with porn. We're struggling with drugs. We're struggling with defiling the temple. We're still struggling. Then we got to make these doctrines sound like the Most High is just all forgiving. And he's going to forgive me for what I do. Well, that's not really in the word.
Uh-uh.
And that's not in the word that he's going to forgive you forever.
Uh-uh.
So, that, you know, people are, you know, like I told this pastor, you're playing. I love you, but you're playing.
Uh-huh.
And it's convenient. I said, but you know me. And I don't roll that way. I've never rolled that way,
right,
as long as you've known me. So when the Most High showed me this, I said, hey, I myself stopped teaching those things. Because I said, we got a lot of people going to hell, going to the lake, because of these false doctrines.
Yeah.
False doctrine. I said, and that's going to be on every teacher that teaches this stuff.
Yep, that's what the book says.
So I don't, you know, I can't say, I can't call myself a teacher and then to me be teaching falsehoods, especially if the Most High has shown me different. I said, now you can see this in black and white. I said, why is it that? But, you know, I already know why. It's not given to them.
Yeah.
I don't care if they're a pastor. I don't care who they are. They say they're a teacher. It's got to be given to them. They're teaching what they can see.
Right.
I said, so I'm not, you know, I'm not a negative person. I'm really not. I said, but we are in trouble. And the only fix for us is to return to the Most High the correct way. Not the way we want to, but the way he says we have to.
Yeah.
I said, so if that means that my message has to be condemning all the time, I said, then it, let it be condemning.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because we got to know the truth. We got to come to truth.
Well, I want to know it.
Amen. And, you know, when you want to know truth, then it's not negative. This is what
it's
will fix me.
It's a have got to know for me.
Amen.
I have got.
Amen.
Yeah.
So, you know,
I'd rather
like
just
I said,
know the truth.
I know a
so
lot
can,
of people
if
run.
I'm doing wrong,
go
I'd
ahead,
rather know the truth. So if I'm doing wrong, I can correct it.
Right. If you, yeah, amen. And that's all 1,000% what I'm about. Because I told the Most High, let me know what I'm doing wrong so I can fix it, so I can change, so I can repent of it.
Exactly. Exactly.
And turn from it, you know. And if it's not me, mm-hmm. then all glory to, I don't have that particular problem.
Mm.
So whatever I do have, I need to know so that I can fix it. So I can,
exactly.
at least try to do right.
Give
you know,
my best
if,
shot.
If I don't make it, it's going to be because it's not going to be because I didn't try.
Right.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, you know, it's this is all on the Most High. And he could, like I said, he could still come back and say, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. And I'm not going to have mercy on you, Brother Miles.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to change because I know the truth. It's not going to change me as far as how I serve him and what I teach as long as he tells me that it's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
If I end up in the lake, well, Father, you know, I did the best that I could, and if it don't meet your standards, you are Elohim. Your judgment stands.
I said, if I have to go down to the lake, I'm going to praise them down there.
Amen. Amen. Because they're going to praise. If they could, they'd be praising him there.
Mm. Praise him now.
Praise him while you can.
That's right.
So,
because when it's over, it's over. Ain't no need to praise
him. Right. You know, it's like my mother told me. She said, don't bring me flowers when I'm dead.
Come on now.
Right.
Don't come and put them on my grave when I
can't
appreciate
them. That's what I say all the time. That's my saying. That's what I say.
Amen.
Bring my flowers while I live.
Yeah. Do it while you're alive and can appreciate it.
That's right.
While you can.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the whole thing that we want to be about is walking in his ways and doing what we have to do. You know, he says, if you don't know better, I'm not going to hold that against you.
But when you know better,
you ought to
do better.
You know you better do better.
And even on top of that, there are a lot of people that, number one, he don't want them to know better, but it's not in a good way.
Mm.
Because they hear the truth, but they choose to reject it. He says, who reject the truth of God in all unrighteousness.
Mm.
They heard it, but they choose to be unrighteous. They choose to go against it. So they heard it. What I don't want the Most High to say is you heard it and you didn't do it.
You didn't do it.
Right.
So,
and to get away, them is some words I don't want him to say to me.
Right. Don't want to hear that. Get away from me, you worker of iniquity. I knew you not. You claim you calling my name.
Like,
I don't know you. Why are you calling my name? I don't know you.
Ooh, he tell me that, right. I'm going to just jump in. He ain't got to tell me, go. So I'm going to just jump in it.
Amen.
But I know how to mess.
So, yeah, the Most I showed me that when I first got what I'm going to call first got saved, filled with the Ruach HaKodesh, he said a lot of people using my name, they're not authorized to use my name.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have my spirit, you're not authorized to use my name.
Mm-hmm.
Just that simple. He says, because it's like you throwing around the name of the mayor and you don't know the mayor. And the mayor ain't giving you the authority to use his name.
Right.
You go down to the state and you say, Mayor so-and-so said I can come in for free. But he ain't never told you that.
All right.
But people don't know that he ain't tell you that, so they let you in for free.
Right.
Until somebody, you know, checks in and says, you know, that guy always coming down here saying that you let him in for free. I don't know him. You don't know him? No, I never knew him. I never met him.
I knew you. Oh, my goodness.
So it is, people are doing that. That's what he told me. He said, people are doing it. They're using my name, invoking my name, and they're not authorized to do it.
Ooh.
But my name carries power. Demons tremble at it.
And
if you're not authorized to use it, they're going to, you say it, they're going to look at you. But they're going to look at you then, they're going to say, okay, let me check and see if this person's authorized, like the sons of Sceva.
Right. When they chased them out of there buck naked.
Right. That spirit jumped on them. Paul, I know. Yeshua, I know. But who are you?
Well, who are you?
You ain't authorized to be doing this.
Beat them up.
Right.
That was
people,
funny to me. I'm
people
sorry.
Don't take that stuff seriously.
Ooh, I take it way serious.
Yeah, they don't take it seriously. And so it's telling us that, yeah, you can go and do some things and you can say some things, but you ain't authorized to be doing and saying them.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so if that's your desire, you want to operate in that realm, then you should at least make sure that you're authorized and qualified. So it is, you know, these things are critical. Don't just be, you know, people talk about doing spiritual warfare, and I'm listening to them, and I'm like, you sure you authorized to be doing what you're doing? So that's how probably how some of these spirits got on them. They're going trying to mess with stuff and trying to, you know, play like they are intercessors and things like this, and those same spirits not only jumped on them but now possessed them.
Right.
Yeah. And they need deliverance. So, and, you know, and they will still try to go in, and because that spirit is not going to allow them to know, because through them they're going to infect other people. Going to find people who are vulnerable and infect them.
Mm.
So, you know, it was one time Sister Ray was saying, well, I moved there to Arizona. I said, uh-uh. Mm. We're going to shun all appearance of evil, because I don't want nobody saying that you left Job for me.
Mm. That was out happen. There at one time.
Yeah, but that ain't never, ever been you know, a consideration. And when it was hinted at that, oh, well, I can move there. No, that is not.
Because I even asked, I said, well, why would you say that, and getting upset about something that's not even true?
It wasn't true.
Well,
and if
saying
it, if
stuff
was,
about me,
what
I see
heart,
why
huh? Yeah, if that one was in her heart, I'd let her know real quick. No. The scripture says just shun even the appearance of evil.
I know that.
She got mad at us because
she moved here. And that wasn't the issue. No matter what people would say, okay, that's why she moved there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because she got mad at us because we called off on it.
Oh, yeah, you guys called her on that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Brother
Miles,
I don't believe in mess.
No, I don't do mess either.
I don't do mess.
Yeah. No, that right there, no, that would have been a hot mess.
Yeah, that'd have been a hot mess.
Yeah, and it could have been all innocent. I said, but you know what? No. I said, because that's not the way people are gonna take that.
Mm-mm.
Right.
They're not gonna take that. I have no interest in you being anything other than a sister to me.
I know that's right.
And if you move here with the way this has gone down, people are going to say that you walked out of there with Job and said you took his ministry from him and brought it to me.
Mm.
I said, I didn't, you know, my intent was to just leave. Then you told me Sister Mary and them and said, hey, if I don't start my ministry, they're just going to scatter, just going to go do their own thing. I said, I didn't want that to happen.
Right.
Because I told him, I said, well, if Brother Miles or Brother Nakomi don't do anything, I say, just like I found this ministry, I can find another one. The
Amen.
Father will send me somewhere. Because I'm serious
Amen.
About that. So I just always depend on him. So whatever way he leads, because I even told Joe, when the Father lead me away from you, I'm gone. It ain't nothing that you can do, say, or bring me back. I'm gone. Because he told me
Amen
I didn't learn enough right. Move on.
Amen, my sister. Amen.
Yeah, I depend on the
Father.
She
never told me that you guys said anything to her concerning that. I told her, I said,
I know
hey.
She did.
I said, that right there, you moving to Arizona, no. I said, because that is going to say that people are going to, first thing people are going to say is that you left him for me. And I said, no, that is not going to work. And I'm not hurting anybody like that. And I don't want to put that out there like that, because that is
right.
The furthest thing from the truth.
Right. Well, yeah, sister,
so we're
not going
to shun all appearance of evil.
Yeah, we was on her about that one.
Yeah,
we wanted to know why would you even do that?
Yeah, it would make no sense, but she's running, so she's going to she would just be running, trying to run from one relationship into another. No. I said, you know, I've had brothers ask me, could they send their wives here? I told them no. So why would you want to send your wife to me? Why are you trying to send me your problem?
Right.
Right.
I said, that's just evil. I said, then next thing you know, you're accusing me of doing something with your wife. Because she got to change her heart towards you. I said, no. I said, you keep that right there where it's at, and you deal with it.
Oh, that's right.
However it turns out, I got my own issues. So no, that was not going to happen. And when it was first suggested, I'm like, nope. I said, I don't have no desire that way at all. And I said, and we're not going to even make any appearance of doing evil. That ain't going to happen. That would be with anybody like that. To move to the land, it's as a community. It's not one person moving and saying, oh, I now live here and I'm associated with Brother Miles and yada, yada, yada. Everybody is already thinking that you go only moving there to be with this brother.
Right.
No, I ain't about it. Never have been, never will be. So, you know, I just say no. That is not going to happen. I'm not going to even entertain it.
No, that's right, bro.
Not talking to my wife about it. Not saying this is what's going on. We're going to help the sister out. No, it ain't going to even happen, period.
I know that's right.
So yeah, it you know, like I said, I'm about doing the will of the Most High, and I'm not about drawing people to me. And I'm not about no mess, not with no brothers, not with no sisters.
With nobody.
Nobody. Mm-hmm. You don't have time for it. I don't have time for you to help me into the lake. If I'm going to get to the lake, I'm going to get there by myself.
Right.
If I go out on my own merit, I'm going to be nothing to help me do.
I don't need no help with that.
I tell anybody, I don't need nobody else to help starve to death. I'm doing a pretty good job of that all by myself.
Amen. Amen. So, yeah, no,
I
wish you guys had said something, but... No, because I'll let you know right away. No, that ain't happening.
Oh, no. You know what, Brother Miles? You know what? We have never met, but it's like I've been knowing you for a long time. You know what
I'm
saying?
Like a brother.
And, yeah, like a brother. And I would have never brought no mess to you.
Amen.
If anything,
well,
I'll try to stop that mess before
it
even gets
to you. I would say bring
it to
me for one reason, because the Most High has placed me at the head. And if that's what's going on, I need to know about it. Period. So I can deal with it. Because, see, I don't let those things like that go undealt with.
Right. Well, we nip that in the bud, brother.
Amen.
If you can't say nothing else, you can say Sister Denise and Sister Mary got your back. We nip that all the way in the bud. And that's when she stopped talking to us.
Yeah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I noticed the sister was all over the place.
40-day fast. That's when she went on that 50-day fast.
Yeah. Yeah, she got real upset with us. She got mad at us in my house that same night. Get mad.
Behind that?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, because I brought it to her like a woman.
Amen. Yeah, and that's how you're supposed to. There are certain things that I, as a man, I really should not have to be dealing with, but being in the role that I'm in, I'm not afraid to deal with them.
Don't worry about it, brother. We got your back.
Amen. Yeah, that should have been dealt with by the women in the church.
It got dealt with.
Amen.
You didn't hear no more about it. You didn't hear no more about it, did you?
I'm not sure that I didn't, because I'm trying to figure out when did she say that to you, and when did she sort of suggest that she was moving here to Arizona? That's my only thing. Did she really let it go? But I'm sure she understood. No, that ain't happening.
Right.
That is not happening.
Right.
You know, I don't have no desire in that way. And I said, you know, so it's not about, you know, it's not the no, because I'm not have no desire for you, and everything would be, as far as I'm concerned, above board. I said, but
right.
That is will look evil. It will
right.
look wicked.
Can I hold you up for 1 minute, brother? I'm going to have
yes,
to
ma'am.
Go because it's starting to snow, and Sister Mary don't drive in the snow, but I got to get my phone turned back on.
Oh,
but
yes,
I'm gonna have to.
Yeah, we can actually, you know, we can go ahead and cut
I'm
this
have
short
to hang
because
this
we just
up.
Gossiping anyway.
Right. No. I wouldn't call it gossiping. I call it we ironing out some things.
Amen. We can look at it that way.
We ironing out
yeah.
some things because, like I say, Sister Denise and I can speak for her on this. We got your back.
Amen.
Yeah.
I truly appreciate you both, and I just want to let you know
and,
this is
and
I'm 100%
we got your
above
wife
board.
Back. Look here,
Amen.
And we got Sister Miles back. So,
Amen. You know, and I tell her
is.
That this is 100% above board. I'm not looking
yes.
to multiply wives to myself. I'm not looking for
nope.
any of that kind of stuff.
Nope.
You know, people have accused me of that.
And
so how come you only got women
and you
listening?
All
I said, because
you,
women are the ones submitting. They're wanting to hear the word.
Right.
I said, but it ain't about me multiplying no wives to myself.
No,
so if that's what,
your
heart is, if that's what you're thinking, you need to put
and
that away.
And you know what, Brother Miles? One day we're going to get a chance to meet Sister Miles, and she's going to see us, and she's going to know.
Amen.
She's going to know automatically without anybody telling her. She's going to know.
Amen. Amen.
She probably know already.
You know, there are a lot of sisters out there that are looking for that. I said, no, I'm not looking for that.
No.
I need to make sure I make it into the kingdom.
No.
And I've already told you that once I put on this role of pastor, although I know that a man can have multiple wives, I said the scripture says that a man who is a pastor or a deacon or a bishop cannot have multiple wives.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I said, and I can't teach that and then turn around and go and take another wife.
That's right. Hmm. Well, Sister Miles can rest assured. That you in good hands
right.
with all
that
with me.
Amen. Yeah, she can rest assured with that. I said, this is about ministry. This is about doing
and
the right will of
Brother Miles, if we can block something from you, we got you.
Amen. Because, yeah, I really wish that you sisters had told me that, because I would actually dealt with it on the air.
No, but you know
all
what?
All that nonsense out.
You know what?
Like,
it
you know
was
what?
Dealt with.
Yeah, but you
it
know,
was dealt with.
It was dealt with between you sisters and her. But I'm
right.
sure you two are not the only one that she said that to, because I know a couple of other sisters that she run with that seem to follow her wherever she goes. They might have been having those same, she might have been saying the same thing to them, or they've been having the same kind of ideal. Because it wasn't just you two. And there's a couple of sisters that, you know, when she goes, starts her prayer lines, they're with her. When she goes and does whatever, they're together. It's like I was beginning to want to ask them, hey, is this a coven? Because it's starting to seem like a witch coven to me. Because she come to service, y'all come to service. She don't come to service, y'all don't come to service.
Right.
So that says something else to me. Now, they know what's going on now, and they still want to run with that, you know, then I'll just have to cut it loose. Because then it tells me where their heart is really at. They're chasing after people. They're not really chasing after the Most High.
Right.
So let us bow our heads and... We can just end this for today. I got some stuff. I need to go out here and work in the room. I did upload a video to you guys. Check it out. things are looking really, really good. It's encouraging. And I got to go out here.
I saw the video when you got the two on the thing and then you got the lights on top.
Yeah, this one is, I put up four stations now. And the first station, like the since the plants have been running like up under 24-hour, been running up under 24-hour lighting, it's like they're just exploding and growing.
Yeah, because I have been reading up on it, Brother Miles, and when I went in and I looked at how they had their setup, the way you have it now is how they had the setup. Because when you had a double stack, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was trying to conserve space.
Right.
Yeah, I was trying to conserve space, and I was
right.
going to use the lighting underneath both shelves.
Right.
But when I started reading the requirements of the lights for certain,
right.
you know, for certain types of plants and whether they're flowering or whether they're not flowering, then, you know, the light has to be a certain distance from it. And then I'm looking at, okay, how tall can these plants grow? Because if let's say
yeah.
that if they grow to be a foot, if they grow to be a foot tall, then I have to have at least 2 feet of clearance for the light to hang down on the
right.
Foot. So to be able to hang down and to be at 12 inches above it. And then in some cases, it's got to be 30 inches above it. And so I was like, okay, this is going to go all the way to the ceiling. And I got a tall ceiling, you know, and if I had to use my back wall rather than use the wall that I was using that's close, if I had to use the wall that's closest to the house, then I have like 12 feet, almost 13 feet of clearance. But as the roof slopes, when it gets down to, you know, to that end where the end of the roof is, then it's right at about 11 feet. And so I couldn't build it tall enough. I said, okay,
right.
I don't really want to have to get up on a ladder to look at these plants or to do anything up there. So I opted to go with a single shelf, you know, with being able to put each one of those, because when they're filled with water, they weigh about close to 100 pounds. And so I just put them all on rollers. So I can roll them out, you know, change the water out, do what needs to be done, and roll them back, and everything is good. It's just taking up more space. But it's good. I was, you know, trying to design it to save some space. But the lighting requirements just wasn't going to work out. No matter how I did it, I couldn't get the right clearance. Or, you know, I've since thought of another way to do it, and... But still, I won't ever look at, especially using this PVC, I won't look at doing double shelves because, you know, the PVC is just not strong enough. Maybe if I shortened it and didn't try to, you know, make it where two can fit on a shelf but one fit on each shelf, it might work and I could double it up. But I just have no desire to do that right now. This works and it's working good and it's looking good. So that's where we're going to stay at right now. I'm going to go out there and put together a micro green station today. I think I have to go buy a couple of tables. But I'm going to put together a micro green station so I can get the measurement because I'm going to have a total of four of them. And I had to buy a shed, another shed. I have a shed, but it was kind of full. So we got a lot of exercise equipment that, it's really dust equipment, just dust collectors. There ain't nobody using it. And so I need
and
to move
I'm
that
just,
out.
I'm just starting. I'm trying to do ginger and turmeric. I just put it
Amen.
In the dirt today.
Amen.
And I'm going to see how it works.
Amen. You know, just document so that we know. Because,
okay.
like I said, all of this, especially, you know, the goal is to grow in the dirt and to also grow hyperponically, even, as I said, on the land. We need to know, I really am trying to do redundant type of system, so if something fails, we have a backup.
Yeah, okay.
That's really what most of this is for. We are not just, you know, if we get too much rain and it washes out of the crop, you know, then you can't really go back and undo that.
True.
And so Mosiah just taught me, you know, everything that you do, use all the technology that's available to you and make it to where you want to be as wise as a serpent. So, you know, it's not going against the Most High or anything like that. It's just making sure that we are able to withstand if something fails, but we're still able to make it.
Right.
So if the hydroponic system goes
bad, I'm just trying. Because
we got hydroponic.
I'm just trying to see because I'm like.
Amen. Go ahead and do your business before the snow gets too heavy. It becomes unsafe.
Mary.
Yeah, are you able to hear us, Sister Mary? I said, go ahead and handle your business.
Oh, okay.
Before
I was
snow,
trying to put
know,
my pants
it's
on.
It's too heavy or whatever.
Yeah, because Sister Mary don't drive in the snow, baby. Too old.
Amen. Amen. You know, I probably wouldn't be scared of you driving in the snow, but you'll never know how anybody else drives.
See, it's not
right.
That's what I'm saying. It's not the snow, it's the people.
Right.
Right.
Amen.
Because I was raised in Chicago,
yeah.
So you know I know how to drive in the snow, but it's the people.
Amen.
Yeah, because
yeah,
somebody.
So go ahead and take care of your business, and go and take care of your business before it gets to be too unsafe.
Right, because they hit the sister Denise the other day. Her car got hit.
It did what?
Her car got hit.
Really?
Yeah, because I was trying to skirt. When I seen him, he was driving on the wrong side of the street, first of all. Then when I seen him, I seen him coming towards me, I swerved out the way, and that's why he only got my mirror.
Mm.
But he kept going.
Wow.
He didn't stop
well,
or nothing.
He could have hit you head on.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's we need to be praying against that stuff because that don't sound, that sounds kind of demonic to me.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds kind of demonic. So
and it seemed like he was just driving.
You know, Brother Miles, people has really lost it. Because my sister and I were in Cubs, and the man walked up to me and asked me, was I in the store by myself? Now, mind you, now Sister Denise that made me a staff and made her a staff, so I carry my staff with me. And so when I moved away from around him and I moved to another area, he came over there, too, and asked me did I have some money. And I was finna pop him with my stick, and the brother, these two black guys were standing there. The brother said, Sister, you ain't got to do that. He said, because we're not finna let whatever he's trying to do happen. I said, okay. But I'm just saying, people are crazy.
Right, and they're looking for who they think can be a victim.
That's right. But see, when you know the Father, he got you on all areas.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. All right, let's pray out then.
All right, then.
Father, Yah, we come before you this morning. Father, we just want to be in your will. Father,
yes.
Watch for my two beloved sisters. Encamp your angels around them. Keep them safe, truly, from all hurt and harm. Father, we know that you have and you keep yours. We thank you for the sister having the ability to even swerve and get out of the way of this car coming at her head on. Father, that appears to be an attack from the enemy. Father, we just thank you for keeping her safe. Father, we thank you for putting brothers around that will watch over Sister Mary and not let her have to try to be physical with some man that would think to cause her harm, but that you have your angels and your people everywhere. And we just thank you even now for keeping them safe. As we go our separate way, Father, deliver my sister to get her phone paid for and bring her back home safely. And wherever Sister Denise has to do on this morning, Father, watch over her as well. them and their families. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother.
All right, my sisters, we will, you know, like I said, when you get a time, check out the video. It'll give an update. I'm going to put another one out there later on today, which will have the, what I believe is going to be the microgreen workstation. And then in the end, once I get everything moved out of this room, there will be four of those in place for each different thing that we're going to try to sell. So they'll be, you know, concentrated on just those one station per plant. And then I'll keep you updated on, you know, the things that we're going, that we're going to grow to full term, which are in the hydroponic systems, the totes that that I created. So love you both, and look forward to hearing from you and seeing you on Tuesday.
Okay, brother. Love you, too.
All right. Peace and blessings.
Amen.
And I think I'm going to leave this out there. I'm not going to delete this one.
Okay.
Without you, there's no me. I need a